Okay, we're in the middle of Parakeet Zion in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. I have to start off with a picture today, because as we're continuing these last few calculations, so what you have to know about Halach Yud Beis and on is that the Rambam now is going to switch over to understand and calculate out how long it's going to take until the moon actually disappears over the horizon. So again, there's a small period of time where a person can view the moon before it disappears over the horizon, and the Rambam now is going to work that out, and that's going to be called the Keshes HaRe'iyah. So that's the next modification or adjustment that's made in calculations. Now he's going to use what we developed yesterday, which is the Orech Rishon to the Orech Sheni to now the Orech Shlishi, also the Rochav Rishon and Rochav Sheni, which refer to the different longitude and latitude adjustments to now produce the Keshes HaRe'iyah. So he says in Lach Yud Beis, V'akagach tachzor v'tira ha'orech ha'shlishi hazeh. Okay, so now you're going to come back and see this third longitude. V'uhamalo shebeinai reach v'ashemesh be'ezel mazahu. And that comes out to the number of degrees, which again, modified based on these calculations, between the moon and the sun, depending on which constellation it's in. Im yev mazal dogim or mazal talas, so if it's in Pisces or Aries, tosef ala orech ha'shlishi shesuso. So then you're going to add a sixth to the orech shlishi. V'mia orech mazal dli of mazal shor, tosif orech ha'shlishi chamishiso, you'd add a fifth. V'mia orech mazal gdi of mazal to'omim, tosif orech ha'shlishi shuso. V'mia orech mazal keshes of mazal sartan, t'niach orech ha'shlishi kemoshehu. Right? So once you hit the point of between mazal keshes and mazal sartan, at that point in those constellations, the orech ha'shlishi is not adjusted. V'lo tosif v'lo v'lo tigray menu. So as we know, again, we're taking into account, because of a geographical position, where you're located, the moon's setting by the horizon, so we can, it doesn't mean that every single time it's found in the constellation we will have to adjust it orech shlishi. Sometimes the distance between the moon and sun is enough to calculate this. Vimia orech mazal akar v'mazal arye tigram in orech shlishi chamishiso. Vimia orech mazal moznayim mazal besula tigram in orech shlishi shlishiso. So now to a third. V'masha haya orech shlishi akar shetosev lov tigram menu o taniach oso kamoshehu. Okay, so this is going to lead us to what he calls the fourth longitude. Now, go back to that first latitude of the moon, and take from it, a third. And that's considered to be the actual, literally means the geographic latitude. But this bona vitira imia rochav yerech tzfoni. Now, don't forget the northern inclination of the moon. Tosif manas gova medina al orchavi. So now add this geographic latitude to the fourth longitude. Vimia rochav hayorech dromi. If the moon is in a southern inclination, tigra manas gova medina min orchavi. Then you subtract it. Umashi orchavi achar shagor menu omosifin alav huwa nikra keshes ariyah. So this literally, this number, without going through how he gets to this point, gets you to what's called the Keshes HaRe'iyah. The Keshes HaRe'iyah, again, is going to be that small angle, which is really a period of time that a person has to see the moon prior it to disappearing over the horizon. So Lach Yud Gimel, so now he's going to plug it in. Ketzad. Harei shebanu lachor im yira yireach b'leil erev Shabbos sheni l'chodesh iyar mishanazu o lo yira. So we want to know, will I be able to see the moon on Friday night, okay, the second of the month of Iyar? Okay, so remember, the Molad's passed already, so the second month of Iyar, from the year that he's in, okay? Toti makom Hashemesh Hamiti, makom Yerach Hamiti, we should be familiar with these terms already. So now, go ahead and gather together the mean position of the sun, the mean position of the moon, the rochav hayareach l'sha'azu k'moshe hodonucha, and the latitude of the moon, based in this at that hour, like he's already described before. Yetzi l'cha makom Hashemesh Hamiti, b'sheva malos v'tisha chalakim mazal shor. So what will come out is that the true position of the sun will end up being at 7 degrees and 39 minutes in mazal of the in the constellation of Taurus. V'yetzi l'cha makom yirech hamiti, and now where will the moon be located, the true position of the moon? B'shmonas shem malos v'tisha chalakim mimazal shor. It'll also be, again, similarly, 18 degrees and 36 chalakim into the constellation of Taurus. Right, and now the moon will be inclined towards the south. The latitude will be on a southern inclination, which will be Sholosh Malos Vishlosha Chamishim Chalakim. That comes out to about 3 degrees and 53 Chalakim. Vizel Rochav Rishon. And that gives us our first latitude of the moon. Now, once you're done with that, v'tigra makom hashemesh y'makom yireach, now subtract the position of the sun from the position of the moon. Yishar achas esrei malos v'shiva v'esrim chalakim. So you're left now with 17, you'll be left with 11 degrees and 27 chalakim. V'zeo orach harishon. That's going to give us our first longitude. Ulefi shahai yireach b'mazal shor. Now, since the Areach is in this instance is found in the constellation of Taurus, Yeshinui Marer. Don't forget, there's that other adjustment you have to make. Shinui Marer Ha'orech Male Achas. You have to adjust the longitude by 1 degree. The Royal Ligro Osam in Areach Rishon. It's the easiest way to do it is to subtract it out from the first longitude. Yetzilacha Areach Hasheni. Now, the second longitude will come out to Esrim Malos V'Shiv of Esrim Chalakim. That comes out to 10 degrees and 27 Chalakim. When it comes to the latitude, we'll have to adjust for the Shinui Mara 10 minutes. And since the inclination of the moon is in that southern part of the orbit, we should add to it Shinui Mara Shu Asara Chalakim. That comes out to around 10 minutes as an adjustment. Now the second latitude will come out to be Arba Malos Ushlosha Chalakim. That'll come out to 4 degrees and 3 minutes. Now, since the Makom Amiti of the Areach was at 18 degrees into the constellation of Taurus, Roy Likach min Arocha Vasheni Rivioso, Vuanikra Magal Hareach. If you recall, we did this already, but you would take out approximately an adjustment of a quarter, and that's to compensate for the fluctuation of the moon. Yetzalachal Magal Hareach Lezu Mala Achas Vechilak Echad, Lefish Emedakti Mishneos. So it'll come out to about 1 degree and 1 minute, and we don't really worry about the seconds in that situation. Okay, halach yadal. And now, with that in mind, ulfish rocha v'ayreach dromi u'mokam ayreach amiti bein rosh kediv rosh sartan. Now, since the latitude of the moon is in the southern inclination, and at the same time, the true position of the moon is located overall between the constellations of Gedi and Sartan, roy lahosif al-amaga al-orach hasheni. So we're going to take that fluctuation of the moon thingy and add it to the second longitude. Yetzalachal orach hashlishi, and now that'll produce the third longitudinal adjustment. Achas esrei malos shishmon esrei mechalakim. That come out to 11 degrees and 28 minutes. Well, if isha orach hazeb mazal shor, right? Now, since the specific orach, the longitude is located in the constellation of Taurus, roy lahosif al orach hashlishi chamishi. So you'll add a fifth to it. Shu shtei malos shishmon esrei mechalakim. That comes out to 2 degrees and 18 chalakim. V'yetzalachal orach harvi, and now the fourth longitude that comes out from that, shlosh esrei malos, 13 degrees, v'shishav arbaim chalakim, and 46 chalakim. V'chazarno eitzal rocha rishon. Now we go back to the first latitude. V'lakachdu shnei shlishav, and we take a third, yetze manas gova medina, right? The gova medina, that geographical latitude will come out to shtei malos v'chamishav shloshim chalakim, 2 degrees and 35 minutes. So l'fisha haya rocha v'dromi, since it's on the southern inclination, royally grow manas gova medina min orach harvi. We should subtract the gova medina from the fourth longitude. Yishar lecha achas esrei malos v'achad esrei chalakim. You're left with 11 degrees and 11 minutes. V'zehu v'zehi keshes hara'ila b'layla hazeh. So this will be the keshes hara'ila, the point of seeing the sun before the moon. Before it goes underneath the horizon. Val derek zu tas eveteda keshes hara'ila kama malos v'kama chalakim yeshba b'chol del ra'ila shatir tzit olam. So you can always figure out based on this the number of degrees and the number of minutes every night for any time you want to see the moon. Okay, that's really it for the calculations, so we can say goodbye to that part. Halacha tesvav, v'achar sheteitze keshes zu tavin ba. Once you determine this keshes thing, right, what you'll understand is, v'dosh im tia keshes ria teisha malos o pachos. So now he's going to go back with all these calculations. He's going to give you a simple method to know whether you can see the moon or not. Right, if the keshes ria comes out from 10 degrees or less, right? Then if it's 9 degrees or less, you won't be able to see it in Eretz Yisrael because it'll set too quickly. V'imtiyeh keshes riyah yesar arba asrei malos. If it's more than 14 degrees, yefshar shelo yireh, v'yigal l'chol Eretz Yisrael. It'll be around for a long period of time that night, and everyone in Eretz Yisrael will be able to see it. So you, once, if those calculations come out to less than 9, you're good to go. You don't have to do anything more. If it comes out to more than 14, you're also good to go because the moon will be visible. However, lachat ezayin, v'imtiyeh keshes riyah mitchilas male asiris atzof male arba asrei. If the keshes riyah comes out between 10 and 14 degrees, Taruch keshes ariyah el orach harishon. So now, what do? You relate the keshes ariyah to the first longitude. The teida im yira ireach alo yira mina katzin sheishlo. The hand nikran kitzei ariyah. Okay, so you'll determine based on that whether the moon will be seen based on certain limitations, which we're going to get to in a second. And then these limitations are called the kitzei ariyah. Kitzei ariyah literally are the limitations to my ability to see the moon. So what are these limitations? Halach Yud Zayin, ve'elohen kitzei hariya. Im tia keshes hariya, mosar al teisha malos, at sof eser malos, o yeser al eser. Okay, so let's say the keshes hariya comes out to between 9 and 10 degrees, okay, or a little more than 10. Ve'ya orach harishon, shloshosh malos yeser, and the first longitude comes out to 13 degrees or more. Vada yira, then you know for sure you're going to see it. And if the keshes is less than this, or the orech is less than this, then you won't see it. So basically what he's doing is, he's tying the keshes ri'iyah to the orech rishon to give us, an easier way of determining whether or not you'll see the moon. Halach yudches, v'imtiyeh keshes ri'iyah mosar al eser malos, atzof achasrei malos, o yesar al achasrei. If the keshes ri'iyah comes out to between 10 and 11 degrees, and then relating it back to the orech rishon, via orach rishon shteimis malos yeser, and the first longitude is 12 degrees or more, vada yira, you know for sure you'll see it. V'imtiyeh keshes pachos mizel, ya orach pachos mizel, lo yira. And if it's either one is less than this, you won't see the moon that night. Halach yotes, v'imtiyeh keshes ri'iyah mosar al achasrei malos, atzof shteimis malos, if it's between 11 and 12 degrees, or yeser al yabez, v'haya orach rishon achasrei malos yeser, and if the first longitude comes out to 11 degrees or more, vada yira, you'll definitely see it. V'imtiyeh keshes pachos mizeh, o yeah orach pachos mizeh, lo yira. Okay? Halach achaf, v'imtiyeh keshes ri'iyah mosar al shteimis malos, atzof shloshosrei malos, o yeser al shloshosrei, if the keshes ri'iyah comes out to more than 12 degrees until 13, or a little bit more than 13, and via orach harishon eser malos yeser, and the first longitude is 10 degrees or more, vada yira, you'll definitely see it. V'imtiyeh keshes pachos zel, ya orach pachos zel, lo yira. And if the keshes is less than this, or the orach is less than this, you will not see the moon. Halacha chaval, if we're almost there, v'imtiyeh keshes ri'iyah mosar, you'd give a malos at sof arba asrei malos. This is the upper extreme. If it's between 13 and 14 degrees, or yesar arba asrei, and via orach rishon teisha malos a yeser, and the orach rishon comes out to 9 degrees or more, vada yira, you'll know you'll see the moon. V'imtiyeh keshes pachos vizel, ya orach pachos vizel, lo yira, that kan sof akatsin. So if it's less than either one, you won't see it. And this is the limitation, this is the end of the various kitzei ri'iyah that he's discussed. Okay, lach chav beis, let's bring this to a close. Kesad banul izbonim akeshes ri'iyah shaleil erev Shabbos sheni l'chodesh yer mishana zu. So, if we take into account the keshes ri'iyah on Friday night of the second of the month of Iyar on that year, yetzi lanu b'cheshbon keshes ri'iyah, the cheshbon keshes ri'iyah will come out to achasis rei malos, the acharas rakalakim. It'll come out to 11 degrees, 11 minutes, kamosh yadata, which we've seen before. Ulefisha haisa keshes ri'iyah bein eser ad arba, now plug that number back into his overall categorization of the general concepts. If the keshes ri'iyah is between 10 and 14 degrees, arachne osal orach rishon. So now we're going to relate it back to the first longitude. V'char yadata she'orach haya b'leil zeh achas rei malos v'shava v'eshrim chalakim. And we know the orach rishon for that night comes out to 11 degrees and 27 minutes. V'visha haisa keshes ha'ri'iyah yesra achas rei malos, since the keshes ri'iyah was more than 11 degrees, by orach rishon yeser al achasrei, and the orach rishon was more than 11 degrees. Yodea shavada yira b'layla zeh, you'll definitely see the moon that night. The fiyakatsin aksuvos, because of the limitations that are established. The chintase, the whole